Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode.
Welcome to Good Morning Hospitality, your one-stop shop for the latest news, noteworthy trends, and thought-provoking discussions across the industry. From hotels and short-term rentals to all things travel and hospitality, you'll find each episode equips you with the information that you need to start your week. Join us on Good Morning Hospitality every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Good Morning Hospitality listeners. We are back with incredible offers from Sojo and TravelNet Solutions just for you.
Sojo's making amenity management a breeze. Connect your reservation calendar, choose from their eco-friendly amenity catalog, and leave the rest to them.
Assembly, organization, delivery, all on autopilot. And exclusively for you, our listeners, enjoy a 30-day free trial of Sojo's game-changing service.
As for TravelNet Solutions, they are revolutionizing property management with their Hospitality Hub. It's a complete integrated solution for modern hospitality needs.
Dive into this powerful platform and see how it can transform your operations.
Exclusive access for our listeners at goodmorninghospitality.com/partners, or you can just grab the link in our show notes.
Stay on top of your hospitality game with these unbeatable offers from our partners.
And now, back to the episode.
Steve Davis, I'm back, baby.
Great to have you back again, man. Feels like yesterday you were here.
I know. It's like, man, the amount of plane rides to come hang out with just you guys at Aperto, it's adding up.
You're a jet setter of international repute.
Repute. I love it. Well, it's, as always, like, a pleasure to hang out with you and the Aperto team.
Yeah.
This one's special. We have some breaking news. Yeah. And I'm excited to jump in. You guys have made your third acquisition in the industry. So let's jump in. Who did you guys acquire and what's the future?
Super excited to announce we've bought DAC. So, okay. I think most of the industry knows DAC. They've been around since 2017. A great team that was formed out of Los Angeles, Thomas Schaefer, and Damon Mincer. And like they built an amazing little company and... the last few months we engaged with them and discussed sort of shared roadmaps and where they're going as a company and where we're trying to take Aperto. Mm-hmm. And, the stars aligned and the opportunity sort of presented itself to combine forces and to go forward together. And yeah. And we're super excited.
I love it. And so I've gotten to play with DAC in the past and gotten a demo and see what it is. Thomas is a great dude. So yeah. Of course, anytime to hop on a call with him, would take the opportunity. And to understand for like any of the listeners or viewers, DAC is a native app, but also I think a web app as well.
Yep.
And it's all about guest communication, guest access, all the things that basically any traveler needs to get into a short-term rental.
Yeah.
What's the future of the product now becoming part of Aperto?
Yeah.
And where do you guys really see this creating like more seamless experience for travelers?
For sure. So I think the one thing that was... super exciting for us was that, at Aperto, we've got multiple products that 100%. we build. And, DAC is solely a guest experience application. Mm-hmm. And so they had managed to build their application further than we had actually had an opportunity, time and treasure to build ours to sort of an equivalent standard. Mm-hmm. And, where they're at today is sort of where our roadmap was going to be in 12 months from now. Mm-hmm. And so, in business, you always come up to that like build versus buy situation and time is of the essence, especially in our market, which is moving very quickly.
Yep.
And the fantastic team, really, really strong development group. Thomas has actually moved on to Latch now, but left a legacy of fantastic developers behind him and, really strong business development, really strong sales group. And, it really plugs into our ecosystem, our ethos, we're very culturally aligned. And I think the thing that's most exciting, when you're bringing two technology puzzle pieces together, there's a lot to consider, right? Mm-hmm. You don't just like stick them together and like get the duct tape out and like pray.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of sort of stuff that goes on before that to ensure that it's not going to be a minefield of challenges. And, you know, so we went through a fairly deep process around how easy is it going to be to bring these things together? And, you know, lo and behold, it came out that it was actually not quite simple, but it wasn't a major hurdle. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, our engineers have been working together over the last few weeks to sort of put out that roadmap to ensure that when we pull those products together, that we will actually have the strongest guest application in the short-term rental market. And that's really, at the end of the day, what we're trying to give to not only our current customers, but our future customers as well.
Yeah, I love that. And this is the third acquisition. You've first started with VR Scheduler, which is now Operto Teams, which is awesome. I got to play with it behind the scenes with the team. Really great product.
Thank you.
I love Jill. She's so good and such a smart.
Like, passion project 101, right?
Yeah.
Like, unreal.
Jill's amazing. So shout out to you, Jill. But then you went from VR Scheduler to now Stay My Way in Barcelona. So now I'm creating Operto, more of an international company and brand, and DAC. So three acquisitions, three years of you at the helm. I was going to say.
Three for three.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, totally. It's
a lot to have.
It's definitely a pace that I hadn't anticipated.
Yeah.
You know, and in between that, we've managed to raise almost $40 million of venture and two rounds of funding and all the rest of it. So there's been, you know, definitely some exciting times internally trying to figure out how you, again, pull all those pieces together that doesn't disrupt the business, but it puts it in a position to really grow faster. Mm-hmm. You know, the first acquisition for us was, we knew that in order to take care of the guests from the moment they book to the moment they leave the property, you needed an operations housekeeping module, right? Yeah. And so, you know, ourselves, Breezeway, Turno, Easy Care, like it's not as crowded that part of the market, but it was a very, very strong product in terms of feature parity and all the rest of it. And so that was a really a no-brainer acquisition for us. The Stay My Way one was our introduction to the hotel industry, right? Mm-hmm. Like we with that app, with that allows us to service the hotel vertical, which we'd never tried before. And it also came with Accor Hotels, right? Yeah. So we do Fairmonts, Raffles, and all those kind of those chains. And then this one was very much on the guest experience side. So again, how do we take care of that guest from the moment they book all the way through to the moment they leave? Mm-hmm. And all the pieces that are in that journey that we need to ensure that we have tools and features that allow for that sort of seamless transition from pre-stay, in-stay, post-stay, et cetera. And so, you know, are we done? I know that's your next question.
Basically, right? Yeah.
Totally. For right now, listen, I think it sort of speaks to a broader realization by most of the folks in the industry that the industry is consolidating right now, for sure.
Yeah.
The great companies out there that have built fantastic technology that are underfunded and are sort of struggling a little bit are definitely finding the groups who have capital that can deploy and that can sort of see out the vision of their product potentially within a bigger company. I think we're going to continue to see this. It's going to be sort of a flywheel effect that's going to continue to go until you sort of see the market leaders start to emerge and then sort of the rest. But it's, you know, again, let's see, right? Like, who knows? Like, every day there's someone knocking at the door, and if it makes sense, why not? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, again, time. We're here for not a long time. it's important that, you know, the business moves quickly and that we're growing at the speed we want to be. And so sometimes these things make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I completely understand that as we have a network and we have 30 podcasts and everyone thinks it's just one podcast. Like, oh, it's just
totally.
Like, and so like having multiple brands affiliated with a bigger company or a bigger brand in general can be hard with messaging customers as the, you know, acquisitions are finalized, they're moving over to another product and a new name, a new team, and kind of everything changes, right? And then there's some confusion in the market. And so I would love to know, what's your guys' perspective on like the bigger picture and messaging around, you know, having Operto Teams, having the Boost product, now having the DAC acquisition go into Operto Guest, and, you know, all this stuff that kind of was a bunch of little companies, like you said, who were fragmented in industry to becoming more consolidated. Is there
I mean, I always try and put myself in the seat or the where the buyer's coming from, right? Like, when you go grocery shopping, do you go grocery shopping to one store, or do you go to one main store and maybe a couple of specialty stores, or do you go to like 20 different grocers, right? Most people, they have a grocery store and then a couple others. And I think that that is true of most of the ways that we consume things in our lives. That translates directly into technology. Like to try and have 20 different specialty stores that you tie together and like, ta-da, right? It's very, very difficult. A lot of folks claim that they are doing that, but it's just not true. And so, you know, again, we're not, at no point do I think we'll ever be the one-stop shop, everything under one roof place. I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's, I do not think it's possible to do it properly. I think you can go a mile wide and an inch deep, but you can't go deep enough on the product set and that with that breadth and properly service the market. So for me, I think we've got really nice pillars in our business right now. And for sure, like things like dynamic pricing, right? Or revenue management. Though we will never touch that. But there are so many great vendors in the market that we work with. And we'll gladly pass that to them as a partner because like that's not our swim lane. And I'm not taking us there because that's a whole area I barely know anything about. And I don't have enough hours in the day anyways. So, you know, I think that it's for us, we are now that big grocery store, but there's always going to be places that you're going to sort of supplement your grocery shopping. And I think that that's the way we're positioning it.
I like the analogy. So really good stuff, Steve. I'm excited for the fourth acquisition so I can fly out here.
Totally.
Just keep the ball rolling.
We're just cranking up your flyer points right now.
I love it. It's so good. Well, thank you so much for having me out here again. And congrats to you and the team and the whole team at DAC. This is a big success for everyone.
Thank you.
Really excited.
All right. Take care.